Can I introduce you to Maggie Hassan? This is Robert Field, attorney here in town.
Nice to see you.
Maggie Hassan is working the room. She's shaking hands with members of the Seacoast's financial industry at the largest Rotary Club in New England. She's 54 and running for governor on a platform of investment in education and job training and healthcare expansion. Before she begins yet another stump speech, the Rotarians recite the Pledge of Allegiance, then sing together. She's not a bad singer, Maggie Hassan. She says she sang in church and school choirs from childhood through her college years at Brown University. Hassan grew up in Lincoln, Massachusetts, a well-to-do suburb of Boston. Her father was a professor at MIT. Later, he worked as the Undersecretary for Housing and Urban Development under Lyndon B. Johnson. Sue Krabiel went to Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School with Hassan. When Krabiel's parents moved to Minnesota during her senior year, she moved in with the Hassan family.
They had a wonderful old New England house in Lincoln at the top of the hill that had this old grass tennis court in the back.
Dinner time at the Hassan family, Krabiel says, was kind of intimidating. She says they were super smart and really political.
I mean, there were signed pictures from JFK in the study and things like that. And we'd sit at this dinner table and have conversations about, like, current events and major right and wrong in the world kind of issues.
Hassan says her first political memory was collating mailers for the League of Women Voters as a young girl. And Hassan says she was shaped by conversations with her parents at mealtime.
My parents always wanted to hear from everybody.
All three siblings would bring friends over, not to mention her father's colleagues and mother's friends.
And so it just wasn't unusual for us to have a whole lot of voices at the table.
For the last 24 years, Maggie Hassan has lived in houses owned by Phillips Exeter Academy, where her husband is the principal. The house they live in now looks grand from the outside. Inside, it's decorated pretty modestly.
Let me introduce you around. This is my husband, Tom.
Hi, Meg. Nice to meet you.
This is Liz Halliday.
Nice to meet you.
I might as well be daughter, lives here and helps with Ben. And
Hassan's family is gathered around the kitchen eating leftovers. There's a funny-shaped island in the middle of the room.
The counter was designed so that Ben's wheelchair can pull up at this level so we can all sit around here with Ben.
Hassan's son Ben is listening to the radio in a bedroom next to the kitchen. He's 24 and has cerebral palsy.
In the radio.
But Ben, it's Call Me Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait, it's Call Me Maybe. A cultural reference that, Ben, I actually do know. Just saying. And I just wanted you to meet Ben, and he's actually using his hand right now to say hello. He can understand everything but can't speak.
A lot of voters in New Hampshire know Ben's story because Hassan talks about him frequently on the campaign trail.
The thing I want to talk to you about today blends a little bit of my experience as a state senator with my much more important experience as a mom.
In the 90s, Hassan, then a corporate attorney for Brigham and Women's Hospital, began advocating for disabled people and their families not just on the seacoast, where she lived, but in Concord as well. Then, in 1999, Governor Jean Shaheen asked her to serve on the Education Adequacy Commission. That, Hassan says, is how she discovered her knack for political leadership. Hassan first ran for Senate in 2002, but lost to incumbent Russell Prescott. In 2004, she won and kept her seat until 2010, when she was defeated, again by Prescott. In the Senate, she fought to create a panel that would regulate what hospitals could charge for treatments. Her opponents, like candidate Ovid LaMontagne, call the bill Maggie Care.
And the Maggie Care bill would have been funded through taxes on our hospitals and on our providers.
While the bill did pass, the final version gave the commission no ability to limit rates. As Senate Majority Leader, Hassan played an integral role in passing gay marriage legislation. She says not everyone was prepared for the bill.
At a very challenging time for our state and for our country economically, we also were challenged with an issue that many of us hadn't expected to come to our desks. We had passed civil unions 2 years before.
Hassan ended up having to negotiate with members of her own party who were against the bill. Former Senator Deb Reynolds initially voted against the gay marriage bill. She says Hassan was a savvy negotiator.
Maggie was very constructive and a leader in getting us to a place where the language of the bill was refined and making sure that other senators were comfortable with the language.
Hassan's colleagues say she enjoyed her position of authority in the Senate. Former Senator Bob Clegg, who's a Republican, says she had a respect for everyone but was bent on carrying the party line.
It was also obvious to many of us that she had higher aspirations
And so there were many times when her position was based more on what Washington, D.C. would want than what some of us believed New Hampshire would want.
But Clegg says he doesn't think Hassan ever did any harm to the state. In fact, he says he and Hassan had a special kind of friendship while they were senators. And for Maggie Hassan's part, she talks nostalgically about the bipartisan camaraderie of the legislature.
When you're sitting through long sessions and listening to your colleagues give speeches, and you know that your family members have called three or four times on your cell phone wondering whether you're going to be home for dinner, the respect and fondness really grows.
Hassan may love that team spirit, but if she can make her way to the governor's seat, well, you're on your own up there. For NHPR, I'm Emily Corwin.